I was sick about way back in those days. I was maybe 17, 18 years of age. First time I'd ever been in a hospital in my life. And everybody was having malaria, and I went in. I was having chills and fever. They doctored me for a week or so and gave me quinine. Kept giving me quinine. Still wasn't doing any good. And it turned out that I had kidney infection.
Nephritis?
Pardon?
Nephritis?
I don't know what they would call it. It was in my kidney. It wasn't malarial anyway. But they wasn't doing me any good with the treatment. When they did decide what it was, they gave me some medication. I believe it's something simple that we use today. It's nothing. I think you can get it over the counter. Serenium pills. Some doctors say that ain't worth a dime, but I've been sold on it for years because I get a little kidney ache in the back. I was getting a serenium pill and take it. It'll dye your kidneys down and you'll make you wet a whole lot in a few days. It's gone. I don't call it infection, but it can get rid of that ache.
When somebody finally died, you said, "Boy, I'm glad that old Kent went finally."
No, I never would say that. No, sir. I
they buried him in where?
Huh?
They buried him where?
They bury him in the cemetery.
You ever see one way out in the woods somewhere? Small kind of
cemeteries? Yes, I have. I've been just a few years. I'd go through a cemetery and kind of look at the old timers' names and what have you on the tombstone.
Around church?
Around the church. Now, two weeks ago, something came to my mind. I was in the mountains of Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and we took a little trip up in the mountains. They called Cove Cave. It wasn't a cave, it was just a valley-like up in the mountains, and they had an old cemetery up there. And I went in that cemetery looking at some of the names. Years ago, they used to say, call people by their daddy's name, maybe. And it surprised me. We had a big article in the paper. A fellow had did some murdering just recently. The son of Sam. They had on a tombstone, I can't remember the man's name, but they had Son of Sam on that tombstone, and it amazed me. I wished I'd have taken a picture way back in 1800, 1809 or something, when he was born, and I forgot the time he had died. But it had on this tombstone the Son of Sam, and I wondered about, well, now, where did this fellow get this name, the Son of Sam, you know, that was doing, I don't know where it was, somewhere up. And he may have been up in that trip and read something like that. He never did tell him why he called himself the Son of Sam. I think he said a dog or something told him about it, didn't he? He's buggy. They probably put him in the insane asylum and let him be there and turn him out in a year or so and let him kill a bunch of other people.
They buried him in a what? Box?
Buried him in a casket.
If they were important, a lot of people would turn out for the...
A lot of people would turn out for the funeral. Well, it depends on whether they're important or not. It depends on the size of the family, too, well, the friends and what have you. I always look at it from one standpoint. If you was a loner, you wouldn't have any friends. I've been called to help bury people, act as a pallbearer, because they didn't have enough friends to bury them.